experts. I will simply continue my pursuit and work to conclude it as quickly as possible. And there the debate goes on. Now, turning to another mystery of that infamous Nixon era, the infamous Nixon tapes. 3 days after the Watergate break-in, President Nixon talked about it with his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, but the White House said an 18-and-a-half-minute portion of that tape had been accidentally erased. Well, now the National Archives is trying to restore that conversation. Paul Ginsberg is among the audio experts who are trying to retrieve the lost minutes. You can read more about his quest to restore the conversation in this month's Wired magazine, but Mr. Ginsberg joins us right now from New York to give us a bit of an advance on that story there. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Leon. Tell us, what is it that, I'm assuming that there's got to be a lot more new technology today available to help uncover what exactly was in that 18-and-a-half-minute gap there. Is the new technology proving more helpful?
Well, hopefully it will. We're going to use narrow gap heads. We're going to use low distortion amplifiers. We're going to use a lot of state-of-the-art digital signal processing in order to try to restore any little sliver of recording that's left and that has not been erased on that tape, if we get the chance.
Is it possible that if it had been totally erased, it's possible that to recover anything at all?
Well, we're going to do everything in our power using every possible technology, using lasers, using anything from the optical field that we can use, as well as a number of different recorders that are not meant usually to do this type of work, which have been modified specially to perform this task.
Now, as I understand it, you brought a prop with you.
Yes, this is a Sony 800 tape recorder, identical to that used in the White House at the time. In fact, this is the type of recorder that was used to record the tape on which...
Watch your microphone, Rick. So it works. We can't hear you because of the machine. There you go.
Sorry. My kids ask, where do the CDs go? But this is what recordings were like back in 30 years ago.
I think that's the same piece of equipment that's recording my voicemails right now, too, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, that seems like, it is so old and so low-tech. I would think that someone would have tried, at least within the last 10 years or so, some other later generations of technology to try to this sort of project before. Any idea about whether or not that kind of work has been done?
Well, there have been a number of studies using the copies that have been available, but this is the first time that the National Archives is doing a serious study and, in fact, a feasibility study to see what we can do. And I am pretty much an audio archaeologist, in effect, trying to dig out of the mud whatever we can.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do.
All right, Mr. Archaeologist, when you do this, what happens to the tape itself in the process of doing all this? Do you destroy the tape?
No. That's the number one consideration here, preservation of this tape, as if it was any other piece of evidence from any of my trials that I've worked on over the last 28 years. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be able to retrieve the information and have the tape in the same condition as we found it.
Okay, and how steep is that challenge for you?
Well, I'm hopeful. We're going to give it our best shot.
How would you rank this as a challenge that you've had to deal with in your career? Is this like the toughest one you may have had to deal with, or what?
Well, when I clarified the Waco tapes, there were people, lots of confusion, gunfire, tanks advancing, and everybody wore a gas mask to muffle their voices, and we were able to retrieve the conversations. Hmm. This will be a pretty big challenge as well.
Interesting. We've actually heard some of those Waco tapes here, too. Boy, good luck. You got some work on your hands, Paul Ginsberg, and we hope to listen to the result.
Stay tuned.
All right. We sure will. Now, we're going to have more on the efforts to uncover the real Deep Throat coming up next hour. We're going to talk with the professor.